Hello and welcome to KnitWorks, a series of talks powered by Rural Knit Youth Network, covering the challenges of rural knits, young people not in employment, education or training, living in the countryside. Rural Knit Youth Network is a European-led multidisciplinary network with the goal of understanding how rural knit social inclusion can be supported. Our network upholds future research capability, especially among young, talented researchers aiming at the creation of a rural youth online observatory. With these initiatives, we hope to foster knowledge use by policymakers and practitioners. To learn more about our project, please visit rnyobservatory.eu-web. The Youth Guarantee is a flagship policy framework aiming at reducing the share of NEETs in the European Union. This EU initiative has recently been relaunched, and an analysis shows that the program has contributed to reduce the number of young people not in employment nor in education and training by about 3% between 2011 and 2019. However, the results show contrasts between north and south and east and west countries, rural and urban areas, and different needs profiles. In 2021, Rural Knit Youth Network published a special issue entitled Strategies, Policies, Programs and Projects for Rural Knits, and Claudia Petrescu and Stefan Boinec, two researchers of the network, briefly describe here the focus of this publication.
This special issue focuses on knits, strategies, policies, measures and programs. These strategies, policies, measures and programs could be developed by civil society or by public sector, public institutions. And we propose to highlight what are the success factors that contribute to the social inclusion or inclusion of needs. But also we want to see how these interventions could be scaled up and could be transferred to other countries. Because what we try to do in our cost action is not only to look at the national level, at the national interventions, but also to see how, let's say, parts of the interventions or an intervention per se could be transferred to another country. What kind of elements can be transferred to other countries or at the European level?
The researchers also enact factors for success in terms of best practices when working with needs, such as level of development of each country, active employment policies, or social entrepreneurship initiatives. Finally, they project what are the measures that should be taken in order to run more effective programs and policies for rural young people. You can listen to this and other talks in full on the Rural Knit Youth Network project website at rnyobservatory.eu. This podcast is based upon work from COST Action Rural Knit Youth Network, supported by COST European Cooperation in Science and Technology. COST is a funding agency for research and innovation networks. Our actions help connect research initiatives across Europe and enable scientists to grow their ideas by sharing them with their peers. This boosts their research, career and innovation. Visit www.cost.eu.